welcome to Holly's Racing Fantasy. This is your hotspot for weekly NASCAR Cup Series race recaps, latest news, and of course, fantasy picks for the upcoming race. And now, here's your host and the voice of Holly's Racing Fantasy.
All right.
We are back.
Nice. Yeah, we're alive.
Yeah.
We're both alive.
We're not live, but we're alive.
We're alive.
Alive.
Well, we're live to us right now.
Yes.
But we're alive.
We're alive.
Because it was a wild week in the household of the Holly's Racing Fantasy family.
It was.
I'm alive. I lived through my dental surgery.
She did.
They had to rip out two root canals. I don't even want to get into it with you, but they
throwing up by the end of it.
They pretty much destroyed my jaw. They said I have the strongest jawbone they've ever seen. My dentist said this to me.
Yeah.
She's like, you've got the hardest, strongest jawbone I've ever seen. Cause it was like, put your foot on my chest, like rip out. Yeah. But so wow. It was pretty rough. It was painful. I'm still swollen. You can see I'm swollen.
Yeah.
I look like the American dad. And,
yeah, and if that jawbone is that strong, that means, you know, I could hit it and it'd be good.
That's right. I'll be all right. Bounce right off. You break your hand. You hit my jaw. You break your own hand.
Why would you use like a baseball bat or something?
I know. No. All right. Let's not get in. This could trigger somebody. We don't want to trigger anybody.
No.
Okay. But it was painful. It was all right. But yep. I'm recovering. And actually, my dentist is so amazing. It didn't really.
Yeah.
I was okay afterward. You know, it hurt like down here. It hurt here and in my ear.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I have hurt. But anyway, I go get it checked tomorrow. I've got stitches. They got to take the stitches out.
You know what they say about stitches?
You know who gets them.
Yeah. Snitches.
And then John had a heart attack.
I did.
On Thursday. No, he didn't really.
No.
But almost.
I thought I was.
While I was getting my jaw extracted, John had the EMTs at the house.
Yeah.
Because thought he was having a heart attack.
I thought I was having a heart attack.
And then all weekend he's been miserable. It turns out, according to the doctor today.
You know what turns out?
Yeah.
Gastritis.
Supposedly it's gastritis, which John is a very stressed out man.
Yeah, I'm very stressed.
Or at least he was. But now
look how I act on this show. I'm like.
Right, but now you're mindful. Now you're going through like breathing routines and you're mindful. So you have to go on like, you know, get your stomach back.
Yep.
Soothed down and you'll be all right. So yeah, so he an acute gastritis attack, which brought on anxiety and panic. But the EMTs were very nice.
Yeah.
They did EKG, said you weren't having a heart attack.
Right.
And
though
then,
I thought I was.
So you thought you were, and they said it's good that you called.
I almost pooped myself.
They said it's good that you called. They don't need to
know
that.
Dizzy, sweating, and you almost poop yourself, that's a good sign that you might be having a heart attack.
Well, he had the chest pains.
Yeah.
Arm pain, jaw pain, a sweat.
Yeah.
But yeah, so now John's going to like live it. He's going to cool down.
Yeah.
You're going to cool down. You're going to slow down.
I don't even drink coffee anymore. Well, I do a little, I couldn't.
No,
I haven't been able to for like a week.
No, so we're going on a
we're just doing slow.
A PPI.
PPI.
An acid stops the acid from entering your stomach, and you're going to.
We're in 3 minutes
heal.
Now. Nobody else cares.
For Christ's sake! Okay, who won Bristol?
Who won Bristol?
Who said Boris said? No, it wasn't Boris said. It was Denny Hamlin. My brilliant pick.
Denny Hamlin.
Brilliant pick last
week.
Denny Hamlin, because he managed his tires. Let's get right into the tire discussion.
The tire problem.
The tire issue.
We'll call it.
Okay, so here's the thing. Because these new cars, the drivers and the crew chiefs really don't have a lot of control over a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
And so they wanted to put the control on the short tracks. They want to give that control back to the drivers and the crew chief. So it's like how you manage is how you go.
Right.
And they wanted to give it into their hands. So they came up with a different tire. They ran them last year at Bristol. Everything was great.
Yeah.
Because they're supposed to wear a little bit to put that, you know, excitement. Because then if your tires wear, you have to say, okay, when do I pit? When we got to manage this? Da, da, da.
Mm-hmm.
It's usually a lot of fun.
Right.
But they wore quite a bit more than they should have.
Right.
And faster. And it was crazy. There was rubber everywhere piling up. People were getting really upset to begin with.
Yeah, the drivers were, some of the drivers were being very
vocal. Yeah. So they, you know, by the end, though, everybody said that was a good time. It was fun.
Yeah.
Although half of them said, I don't want to do it again, but it was fun.
Right.
So I as far as I, my research shows, I can't tell exactly. I think they're still looking into exactly why the tires behave this way. But I think a lot of it had to do with weather, warmer temperatures, and the resin that they put on the track.
Okay.
Because the resin is supposed to help kind of like embed the rubber into the track. You know, you lay down the rubber so that the track gets covered in the rubber and it goes a little smoother. But for some reason, it didn't do that.
Right. What about the marbles? Well, don't, talking about the marbles.
Yeah. I think that that's, I didn't quite look that up.
What about the temperature? Did you get the temperature of the track?
But wait, so before I was kind of going on. Okay, so usually they use a different compound on the track. It's called PJ1. And they usually use that. So it could be that they switched up the compound.
Okay.
So they don't know exactly what. But the good news for that is that it, when Bristol comes back in the fall, number one, you're going to have the cooler temperatures. And number two, you're going to go back to the PJ1. So you probably won't see this.
Mm-hmm.
I would hope not.
No.
But we'll see.
But I'll give you my little analysis on it.
Please do.
Let me see here. It's kind of like when someone gives you like a plate of food and they're like, eat it slow.
Right.
That's like telling NASCAR drivers to pace themselves with a delicious plate of food.
Mm.
They like to race and race hard.
They do.
So
yeah.
I think they didn't like that because that's just what they're used
to. Agree. Because as we know, Ty Gibbs, who won stages 1 and 2, was ripping it up, and he really ripped it up.
Yeah. He and ripped we know it where up and
he didn't finish.
He didn't finish very well.
Or did he? Or, no, he didn't. I finished ninth. Well, I mean, but he
didn't
finish
terrible, but he didn't win.
Right.
Which like he had the car to win.
Right.
I was like, the way he was driving, it seemed like he just knew something nobody else didn't.
Right.
And was his car actually better, like the best car on the track?
Right.
But,
right. Now, typically with this tire, which is again, same tire they ran last fall, typically you can get like 80 laps out of it.
Right.
But they started to rip up at like 40, 45.
Yeah. Yeah. They didn't think they were going to have enough tires to finish the race.
They had to get, Goodyear had to
add.
Goodyear had to give them another set for each team.
Yep.
And NASCAR had to approve that, which they did, but crazy, man. Yeah. People were putting on like two scuffs and two, they're mixing them all up.
It was kind of really creative for the crew chiefs though.
It was. You know,
to get creative. And,
yes. Okay. Now the marbles are like the tire, the rubber, the little bits of rubber that fly off.
Yeah. Cause it's got to go somewhere.
Right. And they fly off and the rubber, the marbles would fly up the track.
Yeah.
And a lot of guys like riding up there.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm surprised.
That's the whole thing about
Denny
Bristol.
Really likes riding up there in Bristol, but he went, but they couldn't because you couldn't get up there. They kept accumulating and piling up and you couldn't go to the top.
Yeah.
So that caused a lot of, but again, it's crazy.
Mm-hmm. It's crazy.
So.
You want to go through the rest of the order?
I do. Yeah. Bear with me, folks, because this tooth thing, it's still kind of getting to me. Okay. So Martin Truex Jr. finished second. In my article, I said, don't pick him because he's historically not good at Bristol, but he finished second.
Yeah.
Brad Keselowski was third. What do you know about those three? Veterans. Yeah. Veteran drivers. They know how to manage their tires and they know how to drive it right to preserve. That's why they ended up 1, 2, 3.
Mm-hmm.
Alex Bowman was fourth.
Which was great. Yeah. Surprise.
Yes. Don't forget, I picked Alex Bowman in my picks too.
Yeah.
Kyle Larson was fifth.
Who did amazing because he had a horrible time.
Yeah. Amazing.
He came back, got fifth.
Did I pick him too?
Yeah.
Okay.
No. Yeah, you did.
I think I did.
Yeah, I think you did.
John Hunter Nemechek, sixth place. Good for Legacy Motor Club.
Yeah.
Chris Buescher, seventh.
Yeah.
Saved a lot of the bacon on our fantasy team.
Yes.
Chase Elliott came in eighth.
Yeah.
I gave honorable mention to Chase. Ty Gibbs, ninth.
Yeah.
Christopher Bell, 10th.
Yeah.
Michael McDowell, 11th, and then so on and so forth. Josh Berry had a good finish at 12th.
Okay.
I know, right?
Yeah.
That's probably, I think that's his best finish this season.
He led a lot too.
And he did.
He was up there.
He did. Josh Berry actually led, where'd he go? Oh, 25, 25, 25.
25?
Ty Gibbs led 137 laps.
And it was the most lead changes in the history of that track.
The most lead changes in the history of short tracks, not just that track.
Oh, wow.
Yes, 54 lead changes, the most ever for a short track in 76 years.
There you have
it. You believe that?
If you didn't watch it, you missed history.
You missed history happening because, you know, you also missed Hendrick Motorsport running its 80,000th lap.
Wow.
29 different drivers since they opened that this is 80,000th lap.
Wow.
Crazy, huh?
Yeah. That is crazy.
I know. Let me see if there's anything else to report about that. You know what? It was a pretty good, you know, there was a lot of spinning, a lot of, you know, it was just crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But it was fun.
Yeah.
But lots of cautions.
Yeah.
I don't know. But the pit crews, boy, oh boy. They, you know, the pit crews were on top for, you know, Martin Truex Jr. and Denny Hamlin. So, and everybody there at the end of the race, there was only five cars on the lead lap. Five cars.
Right.
Everybody else was a lap down.
Yep.
Because it was crazy. Okay.
You know who I thought was going to have a good day?
Yeah.
Bubba Wallace.
I thought so too.
But, and he was kind of having a good day. He had a good qualifying, good day, but
I know.
You know,
he went back and forth, but then it just, you know, the tie didn't manage, stuck to the back.
Yeah.
Stuck in 29th.
Yeah.
All right. So do you want to move on to NASCAR news?
Yeah.
Do we split up for that now or do we not?
We used to split it up on the show.
Do you still want
to? But now we just kind of been kind of putting it together with race recap.
I know. I don't feel like.
I think sometimes we do have just like a lot to talk about.
What's to talk about? NASCAR news. We are going to. Okay. Wait. Here's something funny. Mike Joy was, he said that, that Taylor Swift and Josh Berry went to the same high school. Remember when he said that?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's not true.
It's not?
No.
He said it twice.
They did. Oh, wait. No. They said that Taylor Swift, Josh Berry, and Joseph Newgarden attended the same high school.
Yeah, I know who that is.
I think he's a driver. But Swift and Berry did attend Hendersonville High, but Newgarden didn't. He attended a school that was like 5 miles away.
Okay.
And they are, I guess they're, Josh Berry's 33.
Mm.
And Taylor Swift is 34. But they were all around the same time.
Okay. At the same high school? Just not the same grade, maybe?
Right. Oh. Although Josh Berry and Joseph Newgarden went to middle school together.
Oh.
So, yeah. And Barry said that he remembered Taylor Swift in high school.
Okay.
But he didn't know her personally.
Right.
So that's kind of funny. Because okay. Mike Joy.
I thought you were going to say they, you know, just the breaking news, they found Mike Joy walking around the track,
you know,
in
what?
His underwear.
No, don't say we love Mike Joy.
Oh, I love Mike Joy. But I that'd be me.
But there's some times where he's not quite.
Yeah.
He, you know, he'll say that, well, there goes Kyle Larson when it's really like, you know,
Kyle Busch.
No, that would even be, yeah.
No, he's mixed up drivers
a lot this year.
Yes,
he has.
So far.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, he didn't last year.
I mean, he's a wealth of information.
He is. He absolutely
is. But that call by call might be tough.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, for when you're aging, mm-hmm. I mean, you know.
And what would it be like? Can you imagine doing the play-by-play in the booth with Kevin Harvick and Clint Bowyer, who are always like going at it?
Yeah.
Like Clint is always like correcting Harvick
mm-hmm.
or giving him the old.
Yeah, but I guess it's on this week because Clint's finally done with Harvick's jabs. He said it's on.
What?
Yeah.
Did he really?
He did towards the end of the race. He was like, all right, it's on, man.
That is so funny.
Yeah.
Oh my God. All right. So I think.
What else new? What else new?
You know, we're going on to COTA. We're going on to Circuit of the Americas. It's going to be our first road race of the season.
Yep.
That's going to be doing some new stuff.
You know what that means?
What does that mean?
Road race.
I just said it's the first road race of the season. Now, what did you
what
say before we came in here?
Matt DiBenedetto,
Matt DiBenedetto is going to be racing for Xfinity. A few races for Xfinity this season.
Yeah.
Do you remember who?
Was it Viking or something?
Something.
Yeah, I think it was Viking.
AJ Allmendinger will be driving in COTA.
Mm-hmm.
as well. I told you last week, the 2311 will have what's his name there? The Cammy or whatever his name is. Yeah. I don't have it in front of me.
And
I'm professional.
What was his name?
Which one? Don't. Beavis and Butthead.
I won't do him.
Okay.
Yeah. He's a really good driver. He drove it in.
Yeah, I think that's about it. Breaking will come out tomorrow.
It will.
I will tell you. Breaking will come out
tomorrow. Well, the news tried to hype up a little drama between Blaney and Chastain.
Yes, they did.
Because Blaney got chastained. But kind of deservingly, because he kept like blocking him. And then Chastain was like, all right. Get out of the way and stuff. And he just drove by him. He bumped him and passed him, which that's Bristol anyways.
Yeah, and they were like, how'd you feel about King Chastain? How do you feel
about that? You want to fight him? What are you talking about?
I know. They'd stir stuff up. They stir the pot.
Yeah, don't get me started.
Don't get me started on stirring the pot.
Don't tell me what grinds my gears.
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
So everybody will be back this week. Xfinity will be back this week too.
Okay.
So, you know, is this the path to the number 11's victory, do you think? Do you think it's championship?
Everyone thinks that he's going to win in the beginning of the year.
They do every year.
Because he looks like he's going to be the champion.
It's so hard.
He has the worst luck at the end of the year.
Yeah, I know.
He's got to win Phoenix. He's got to find a way to be better at Phoenix.
He had a few cheers.
He did.
It wasn't as booey. Nope. And then,
it wasn't booey, Louis.
And he gets out of the car. He's all.
Yeah. If they did, he would have given it back.
God, like, love him.
You know, he's listening a little bit.
Yeah, he's listening. Mm-hmm. All right, so I guess we'll go on. You know, but suffice to say, Gabe Hart and Hamlin, I really think that they are.
Yeah.
They're like a Johnson Knaus. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just that they haven't won any championships together.
Yeah.
And I think that Johnson Knaus, had they raced in this format, would not have gotten the amount of championships that they got.
Right. It's very true.
You could totally argue that.
Yeah. And you know, I was going to tell you too. Speaking of crew chiefs, it's like,
yeah.
Who was Ty Gibbs' crew chief?
Right.
Who was Kyle Busch's? What's his name?
Do you really, really? I swear to God.
I'm going to make you look it up. Because I'm going to throw him under the bus. I'm going to throw him right under the bus right now. Meet me.
Chris Gayle.
Chris Gayle.
Yeah.
Dude, tell Ty Gibbs to calm down.
Well,
Is driving the track like Grease Lightning in Grease. Like he's trying to win the race against John Travolta.
Right.
And like, dude, you have to pace yourself. Like, cause I was like, wow, we might see his first win.
I thought so too, maybe. Yeah. Huh? But you know,
I'm glad
I don't
you
know.
Called,
but
you looked it up because we might have named somebody else.
Well, you know what? I think you were going to name somebody else, but that's okay.
Yeah.
You know what? You got to let him play it out. He's young. You got to let him make his mistakes and figure it out. He'll get there.
Yeah.
Okay. So I guess what we're going to go to is what? Sexy Booth Talk?
Do we have some?
A lot.
Really?
They were going on and on in that boat. They
would have thought that was a porn booth.
They were
there.
Making Hugh Hefner blush.
Wow.
They would have made Hugh Hefner blush.
Okay.
I'm going to have to, you know, look and see how many.
All right. Let's not be too dirty, though.
I've got like 7 or 8.
Okay. Oh my gosh. Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Go find SBG and we'll be back here.
All right.
Oh, and don't forget Shane Van Ginsenbergen will be running the race in COTA. That's in Austin, Texas this week. Okay.
Cool.
Go get SBG.
All right, I'll go get him.
You know what that saxophone means.
Oh, you know.
This is the part of our show when things get down and dirty.
It's so risque.
That's right. It's time for Sexy Booth Talk with me and my sidekick, SBG, also known as Sexy Booth Guy.
It's a me.
These are things that we heard the guys say live on air, inside or outside of the Fox NASCAR broadcast booth during the race. Do they realize it sounds sexy?
We don't know.
Folks, we don't make this stuff up.
No, we don't.
Are we twisted for thinking it sounds sexy?
You be the judge.
We just make notes and repeat the goods back to you.
We've got the goods.
We won't tell you who said it.
Our lips are sealed.
But we will say it could be Mike Joy.
Mikey Joy.
Clint Boyer.
Clinty Boyer.
Kevin Harvick.
Oh, happy.
Or maybe even Larry McReynolds.
Ooh, the Mac Man.
Okay, let's get into it.
Okay, everybody, this week we have a special guest. Sexy Booth Guy is indisposed, so this week we are going to have our Sexy Booth talk with Sexy Booth Mouse.
Sexy Booth Mouse.
Cooter, are you
I'm here for the fun.
Are you sure you're up for this?
I think I've heard this guy talk. Yeah. You know, I know what he's thinking.
That's true.
Where is he?
I don't know.
God, he's probably needs an enema or something.
Well, he's probably...
Oh, he's always like,
maybe he got burned in the tanning bed.
He probably got heartburn. Talking like that all the time.
Maybe he got burned at tanning bed sunburn.
Yeah, he maybe got burned. He's still stuck in it.
All right, let's go with our
all
first
right,
one.
Let's see. Give me what you got.
Okay.
And I'll play it on, you know.
All right.
I'm going to do the best I can, you know.
Okay, these are real. It was a real good week. Okay, ready?
Yep.
First up. Who knew there was going to be a lot of comers and goers?
Who knew? Comers or goers?
That's not bad. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't know. That's
okay. Ready for this
okay,
one?
I'm okay. I'm ready for the next
one. This is for real. They're on top of one another. You could put a blanket over the top 15.
Oh, really? Yep. That's a big blanket you're going to need.
That's true. All right, you got to get a little more relaxed into this, Cooter. Okay, ready? All right. It was tight before we started, and it's definitely tighter after.
Oh, that's my kind of tightness.
God, I like that's
good. That
I like it. I like
Do you
it.
Like my sexy mouse voice?
I think it's awesome.
Okay.
All right, ready?
Yeah. Wait, where'd you go? Did you pass out?
No. Okay, ready?
Okay, woman.
All right. It shot him all over the place, and he was just along for the ride.
Oh, that's the best kind of ride. Wow.
Here's a simple one.
Okay.
These guys are going pretty hard at it up front.
Oh, not my taste, but I don't want to see two guys going at it. Sorry.
I don't blame you.
I mean, no offense.
Right.
That's just not my taste.
Just these, not these guys.
Yeah, not these guys.
Okay, here's a fun one.
Okay.
You can beat my back bumper off and I won't care.
Are you sure you're not going to care? When you go to work the next day? And you can't sit down because your rum hurts so hard. What do you, right?
Oh, my Lord. Cooter.
Yeah.
Cooter, you're so refreshing.
If it's going to fall off, please.
All right, last one. Ready?
Okay.
You can't just rim ride the wall like they used to.
Oh, you sure can't, because you'll be dead. Rim ride the wall.
Really?
Are these guys hearing themselves?
I don't know.
Oh.
Are you coming back with anything? Or you...
Yeah, you know, there was definitely a lot going on.
I know.
You know, so I'm glad you kind of brought me on for this.
I am, except for the marbles.
Yeah, except for the marbles.
You didn't get hit with any tires, did you?
Or like oh, no, but the marbles we did. It'd be like, yeah. You know, we kind of had to get out of there.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah. Did you see all those, like, the fire in the tire wheel wells?
Yeah, there was a lot of fire.
Wow.
Yeah, there was some fire.
All right.
Yeah, fire. You know, fire. You know, the Bristol stop.
Oh.
Yeah, we were doing the Bristol stop down
there. I'm sure.
Yeah.
But you had a good time.
Yeah, it was fun.
Okay, well, head off to...
All right, let me get out of here.
Toddle off to Texas.
Okay.
And we'll talk to you next week.
And we'll see what happens down there.
Thanks for joining the Sexy Booth Mouse.
Hey, it was no problem.
I appreciate it.
I'll do it anytime.
All right.
I'll mix it up a little bit.
I love you. You did a good job.
Oh, thanks.
All right.
Thanks, woman.
Yeah. You're welcome, Coop.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Bye.
Signing off.
Bye.
Bye.
Who do you like and why?
Yeah.
Who do you like and why?
I don't know.
What? Okay. I am so happy that we have some Who You Like and Whys this week.
Yeah.
I mean, of course, we have Rose from Wilmington, mm-hmm. who likes Tyler Reddick because she knows that he's good on road courses.
And because he's her driver.
That too. But DBarnhart13 on YouTube says, next week at COTA, two drivers stick out, Tyler Reddick and Ross Chastain.
Ooh.
He read my NASCAR fantasy pick mine.
Ross, huh?
You'll see.
Okay.
Yeah. Smart. Hey. Smart picks. D. Barnhart 13 is my brother.
That's your brother, Derek. That's what the D's for.
That's what D's for.
Yeah. Derek knows NASCAR, though.
He does.
Seriously.
Yeah.
We should have him on the show.
I know.
We're going to. When we figure out how to do call-ins.
When we figure out how to do call-ins, we totally will.
We totally will.
Let me say, now, if you are watching me on YouTube right now, or if you're listening to a podcast, you can get to the YouTube. Right now, on this show, is where you want to go in on the notes and tell me who you like for Richmond. Because
mm-hmm.
next week, after COTA, Richmond is the next race.
Okay.
Okay? And so you want to go in there and you want to say, on this video, say, here's what I like for Richmond Raceway.
That's
good. Which will be on Easter Sunday night, which is also my nephew Alex's birthday.
Oh.
Yeah, so it's all on the same day.
Okay.
March 31st, we got Alex, we got Easter, we got the race at Richmond.
Cool.
The pack day.
All right.
Of course, they don't live in the same area, so right. we'll just be sitting around eating.
Oh, I won't be eating.
I'll be eating gluten-free,
I'll be like,
dairy-free stuff. I have to go on the restricted diet. I have to go on the FODMAP diet, the elimination, where you don't eat. You eat like five.
Is that like the NASCAR elimination diet? Yeah.
I can only eat certain things for like four to six weeks. And then you slowly reintroduce like one food group and like, oh, is that giving me problems? No.
Right.
Okay, I guess I could eat that.
If you introduce the food and you end up on the toilet.
Right. Then you know you can't eat it anymore.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So the dairy-free and the gluten-free will be, they'll be fun. I've done them both in the past, but this is going to be a creative. But this is, you know what? This show isn't about me.
No.
Sometimes.
It's about the picks. And people okay. are waiting
it's
for
about
your
the
picks.
All right. They're coming up right now.
All right.
All right.
Folks, head on over to fifthdownfantasy.com for the latest football news and fantasy rankings. For over a decade, Fifth Down Fantasy has been a top fantasy destination for those who need their NFL headlines like they need their pizza, hot and fresh. Visit fifthdownfantasy.com today. Real fantasy sports for real fantasy players. While fantasy sports betting can be fun, gambling can be a serious issue. If you or someone you know has a gambling addiction and wants help, call or text the National Problem Gambling Hotline at 1-800-GAMBLER. That's 1-800-GAMBLER. Standard text and data rates do apply. You can also visit them online at ncpgambling.org.
It's 8:01 in the big city, and I'm not going to spin any tunes for you, but I'm going to give you my expert NASCAR fantasy picks for Circuit of the Americas on Sunday. That's in Austin, Texas. First brilliant pick up is Tyler Reddick. Believe it or not, this guy is road course royalty. He won here last time, and he's done nothing. Well, okay, they've only been here three times, but he's had nothing but top five finishes. Finished 1, 2, and 3. So I fully expect Tyler Reddick to blaze out into a blaze of glory. Next up is Ross Chastain. Ross Chastain, same thing. Top, he's always been in the top 10. Actually, I think he finished 1, 4, and 4. So I could be wrong. But either way, he's on a slow burn. He's on a slow burn, and I think that's going to heat up. So will he throw a watermelon? We'll see. Ross Chastain. And my other brilliant pick is Alex Bowman. Alex Bowman does not have a win at COTA yet, but he's really good here. And I picked him out of the air last week, and look how he showed up for me. So I'm going to say that Alex Bowman has a good chance to head to victory lane at COTA. Now, moving down to my bold NASCAR fantasy picks. These are my sleeper guys. First up, we have Chase Elliott. Chase Elliott, everybody knows he's good on road courses. He's got a win here at COTA. He's got top fives, top 10 finishes. And you know what? He finished in the top 10 at Bristol. So I think that he's easing back in. And this is a good place for him to come on and take it all the way. Next up, Ty Gibbs. Believe it or not, you know, he's only been here once, but he finished in the top 10. And I think that he's on a hot streak. I think he learned a lot from Bristol, and he's going to take all of that knowledge and carry it into COTA. Last but not least, I'm going to say Chris Buescher. Chris Buescher, the first two times he was figuring it out, last time here he did really well, and he's not too bad on road courses. So Chris Buescher, honorable mention to William Byron. I was torn between the two. William Byron, you know, he finished top five, and he finished like 11th, 12th, 11th, and then I didn't really look it up yet because I wasn't sure. But I think that's a possibility. Don't quote me on that. He's like my long shot. Okay, now if you want to find somebody that you might want to avoid, maybe Brad Keselowski, despite how well he did in Bristol, he doesn't have the same numbers here. Brad Keselowski, eh. So maybe not Ryan Blaney either. I mean, he's good at other road courses, but not really. But you never know. But I'm just saying, might shy away from that. So let me do a recap for you. For this week's race at COTA, Brilliant Picks, Tyler Reddick, Ross Chastain, and Alex Bowman. And my bold picks are Chase Elliott, Ty Gibbs, and Chris Buescher, with an honorable mention of William Byron. And if you don't want to pick anybody, you know, Brad Keselowski, not so sure on. So those are my fantasy picks for COTA, and I'm sticking to them.
Interact with Holly's Racing Fantasy on YouTube or Facebook. Just search Holly's Racing Fantasy on each to find us. And don't forget to tell us who you like and why every Wednesday before each race. You can comment on the current HRF episode on YouTube or reply to my Monday night post on Facebook. Thanks.
That's the end.
That is the end.
Beautiful friend.
Beautiful friend again.
I'm going to give a shout out to JD_5024.
Yes.
Who made a nice comment on our YouTube channel.
Yes.
And
shout out.
Shout out to him, her, who him. I'm not sure.
You make me bono.
Very funny. And I like seeing that. People I don't know, it makes me feel good when people I don't know give me a compliment.
Yeah.
So thank you.
Thank you very much.
And I'm going to say, I guess that's it for the,
yeah.
for the you know, Circuit of the Americas. Let me give you the rundown schedule. That's on Fox on Sunday at 3:30 p.m. And COTA schedule. I hit the wrong button. Qualifying is Saturday morning at 11:30 a.m. That's Eastern time. And that's going to be on FS1. Practice is at 10 a.m. And that's on FS2. March Madness is going on, so I bet there's going to be a lot of FS2s and FS1s and all that.
FS4s.
FS17.
Yeah.
The Ocho.
Yeah.
Remember that?
The Ocho. Yeah.
ESPN 8, The Ocho.
The Ocho.
So,
the Ocho.
And then, of course, the Xfinity race will be on FS1 Saturday night at 5.
Yeah.
And the Craftsman Truck Series is on FS1 at 1:30 p.m. on Saturday.
Well, there you go.
It's a full race weekend.
Yeah. Guys. And you know, really? Else, it's, you know what else it is Sunday?
What is that?
It's Palm Sunday.
Palm Sunday.
So at the track, they're going to have a donkey and a guy playing Jesus come out on the track. And
I
they're going
to have the palms. And I believe if you believe. Hey.
Don't go Dana Carvey.
I'm not going to go Dana Carvey. Right. I don't want to get sued by anybody.
Right.
All right. So I think that's all we have.
Yeah, I think that's all we have for this week.
Road course racing is always fun. So everybody enjoy it.
Yeah.
Because even if it rains,
you either love
still
it or you
go.
Hate it.
You love it or you hate it.
It could be boring because it's kind of hard to get.
That's true.
Yeah.
But, you know, believe me, it's more fun to watch a road course race on TV.
It is.
Than it is to go.
Yeah, because you're going to be like.
You're going to be.
Yeah, here goes the car. 20 minutes later.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. So I'm going to tell everybody stay healthy. It's because stuff still goes around.
Yeah.
Stuff's still going around.
Stay safe.
Going. Stay safe. Be good. Be, you know, say if you're the praying sort, say an extra for the guy in there and and for my dental issues, my dental woes.
Yeah, your dental wooies. Mm-hmm.
But other than that, we're going to see you back here next week.
We'll be back next week.
Don't forget who you like and why.
Yeah.
Go on the Facebook page.
Yeah.
I usually don't get it up till Tuesday. I lie like a rug when I say I get it up Monday.
Oh, it's usually... you get it up on Monday and Tuesday.
At least Tuesday. Look on Tuesday night, it'll be there.
Okay.
All right, everybody. Have a good week and race on.
Race on.